Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were talking it during the off-air show, during the cross real quickly, and you know, Wiggy jumping in with the goalie question. Playoffs start next week. Is that the biggest storyline? Is the biggest storyline going into the playoffs still the goalie situation?
It certainly is on the outside. I think on the inside, they've got a better handle of it. They've dealt with it all season long. They've talked it over and over and over again, I think. But certainly for me and for everyone on the outside, we're trying to, you know, who's going to start? How are they going to play it? And what will they do when they lose? It's always about what you do when you lose in the playoffs, right? Obviously, I guess football is a little different because when you lose, you just go home. But in the sports where you have a series, it's all about adjustments. It's all about bouncing back, and it's all about what you do after a loss. And that's, I think, what's most interesting when the goalie situation comes up is when the Bruins lose, do they make a switch right away, or are they going off performance or results, or how are they going to rotate or change? Rotate's not the right word. How are they going to change their goaltender?
So you just touched on it. Is there no chance it's a rotation and it's Swayman, you have game one, and Ullmark, you have game two? Tell them this week.
I don't know how that happens. I don't know a scenario. I can't imagine that working. I've been pretty steadfast on this. It's never happened before. I just go into all the scenarios. There's just too many scenarios that don't allow it to happen. One guy wins 1-0. One guy loses wins 6-5. The other guy loses 1-0. Who plays game three?
Right.
Like, that's just, and then you're talking about going on the road and staying at home. Who plays? If you win game three on the road as a goaltender and you don't play game four just because you've decided you're going to have a rotation, like, right, how does a coach do that? How does a team do that? That all of these scenarios make it really difficult to rotate.
So did Swayman kind of, because they tried to trade Ullmark, right?
Yeah.
So in their mind, midseason, Swayman was their playoff goalie. But the second half of the season, I think you could argue Ullmark's been the better goalie. Did Swayman maybe, I don't want to say screw this up, but not take the opportunity and run with it? The way he's played.
Yeah, I know.
Because he hasn't been bad,
no,
but he hasn't been the obvious answer.
Yeah, it seems as though if it would, you know, Ullmark's played better, right? I think Ullmark's played better. I don't think, I think there was a lot going on at the deadline. I think the way it's just an 82-game season too, right? I think just as much of anything else, like, I think it just ended up some of the good stuff or the breaks Swayman was getting, he's not getting now. You saw that on Tuesday night, a couple wraparounds bank off of him, like just kind of weird, odd goals that were happening to Ullmark earlier in the season that weren't to Swayman are now kind of flipped. And I think that's just the nature of an 82-game season. So I wouldn't put it on Swayman. I think it's just kind of the way the game is. But that's also what happens when you have two goaltenders and you're rotating all the time. No one really gets on a long run where you're saying, oh, he's 100%. Like, Ullmark couldn't play poorly Saturday night. Swayman plays great on Monday. Now, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, well, maybe Swayman's the hot hand this
week. Right.
And that's...
So who would you pick?
Oh,
sorry, Christian.
Is Christian still here? I'm probably going off...
I don't think he's going to answer it.
No, I'm making goalie Bob doesn't exist anymore. It's now goalie Andrew.
No,
you have to make. I don't think you should. You should feel nervous about.
No, I'm not nervous.
Because they're both great at what they do. But if you had to pick one guy,
well, I would go Ullmark right now because of the way he's played in the last 3 weeks. That doesn't mean I'm not going to see Swayman in the first round.
But how do you when you make that decision? Do you bring them both into your office at once?
No.
Is it individual?
Individual.
And because it feels like everything they do is like a team anyways, and
they hug while you tell them.
And it wouldn't even be... Yeah, no. It would... It wouldn't even be an office move. It's the head coach skates up next to you before practice on
whispers in your ear
next Wednesday. Hey,
you're my favorite.
Yeah,
yeah. And then he tells.
No, everybody's your favorite.
And then he tells
Allmark.
It's just like don't tell Swayman.
It's just like your
favorite.
Kids. It's just like your kids. It's exactly the same.
I don't have a favorite. Yeah, hey, but right. I do.
You're all my favorite.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.